she just got 100. That old woman's never been married. She just got a bunch of.
Got a bunch of young ones, you'd always say.
Yeah. Okay. Now, your brother's son is called your
nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both its parents,
it's an orphan child.
I see. What if it's put in a, suppose it's been put in an institution?
Well, it's still called an orphan child, you know, because he said he went to the orphan home.
I see. Now, an orphan is looked after by its legal.
Well, you see, they have orphan homes. Uh-huh. Baptist has one, the Methodist has one, the Presbyterian. All denominations that has a home for orphan children go.
I see.
Yeah. Or like some of the parents, somebody, maybe some of the family takes it, you know.
It becomes its legal guardian.
It's guardian. You don't adopt it, but you just take it and raise it, you know.
I see. And you become its.
It's grandparents, or it's godfather, or godmother, they call it.
Or guard.
Our gardens, you know.
Gardens, okay. Yeah. If you have a lot of cousins and nieces and nephews around, you might say, this town is full of my...
Nieces and nephews, kin folks.
This town is full of my kinfolks?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Would you use the same word for your parents and grandparents?
Yeah.
You call them your...
Yeah.
Woman gave a party, she might invite all her...
All her folks, grandparents, all her family, kin folks.
All her people?
Yeah, kin folks and all her people.
Okay. Now you might say, yeah, she's got somebody might have the same name as you, but they look like you, but she's actually...
No kin to you.
No kin to you, okay. Someone who came into town from another place, you'd say...
That's a stranger.
Stranger.
If you didn't know them.
If you didn't know them?
No.
What if they came from a long way away?
Well, you still say they're strangers because you didn't know them.
Okay, if they came from another country?
The country, you'd say, well, they're foreigners most times.
Would you ever use that word, foreigner, about someone from this country?
No, I don't think we did.
I see, okay. All right, now, let me run over some names with you. A name of a woman beginning with M. Might be some woman's name beginning with M.
Well, just some, a lot of people's names begin with M, you know.
Yeah, well, the mother of Jesus was?
Mary.
Okay, and then George Washington's wife was named?
Martha.
Okay. Now, a nickname for Helen beginning with N is?
I don't know what
you said. N-E-L-L-Y? You ever heard that?
No. I
haven't
heard that.
N-E-L-L-Y?
No.
Now, what would you call somebody by that name?
You'd call her Nelly, wouldn't you?
Okay, all right. You never heard anybody by that name?
No.
Okay. Now, if you had a male goat, you might call him, he's a what goat? He's a...
A male goat?
Yeah, he's a...
He's a billy goat.
Billy goat, okay. Alright, now the first of the four Gospels was written by, well, let's see, Matt is a short name for?
Matthew, Matt.
Yeah, Matt is a short name for, you said it, what?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four that was wrote in the Bible, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, a woman who has charge of a classroom is called a... You call her your...
Your teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any old-fashioned names you call her? Schoolmarm or any of that?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, they'll call her that. All right. Now, can you read that for me? What does that say? No, this right here.
Okay.
A lady...
See that little P-E?
That's what?
Cooper.
Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay, now, a woman by that name, if you saw her on the